Welcome to episode 104 of the Woman of Marvel podcast, where we assemble to chat all things Marvel and more. This is Judy Stevens, producer. Now, it's a week out to Comic-Con, and I have two lovely ladies who both work on camera for San Diego Comic-Con for Marvel Live. Why don't you introduce yourselves?
Hey, everyone. I'm Tamara Krinsky. I'm Marvel's West Coast correspondent.
And I'm Lorraine Sink, and I host Thwip and the Marvel Minute. And I also have red hair like Tamara.
Woo-hoo.
You can only have gingers online. Online?
Sure.
Online.
It's online.
Online live.
It's on
online
the internet.
Live. Online live from Marvel.com.
Yes. So we've obviously already decided to go insane because it's...
I don't have a different setting.
I was going to say, is there anything different?
No, especially when you're talking about San Diego Comic-Con, which is the biggest, craziest convention that we do here at Marvel Live. It is everything and anything goes. And what the greatest part about Marvel Live and San Diego Comic-Con is that we're in the booth. So we are literally like on the second story of the Marvel booth in the middle of Comic-Con, and we get to watch all of it happen at our feet.
Oh, yeah, it's incredible. I mean, I think we have the best seat in the house because we get to see all the crowds and see all the cool stuff and see the signings and see people walk through, and we don't have to be in the masses. It's very special. It's a very special experience.
It is. You get to see everything happening. And for someone like me who's on the wee side, getting that bird's eye view is a really nice advantage.
So why don't you guys talk a little bit about what Marvel Live is for those at home who've never tuned in during San Diego or New York Comic Con.
Why would you do that to yourself?
Yes.
It's terrible.
What is it, 10 hours of coverage every day?
10 hours of madcap insanity with comics.
With comics. With artists, with writers, with celebrities.
Oh, yeah. It's awesome. So Marvel Live is our show that we do, like Judy said, 10 hours a day at Marvel.com and also on our YouTube channel. And it's us doing interviews all day. We're talking about the big breaking news that's coming out of the panels. We have special exclusives. You get to see all kinds of special things that are happening only at the booth that you can only see at Comic-Con or if you're watching Marvel Live.
Exactly. So if you cannot be in San Diego, it is the next best thing. And it's a really interactive experience because during those 10 hours, we are constantly monitoring our social channels so that you can chit-chat with us and ask questions. We'll ask your questions to the people that we're interviewing. So it's a lot of back and forth.
Yeah, that's kind of my favorite part is interacting with the
fans. Me too.
Because we kind of feel like we're hanging out with you guys all day. We're like, oh, our friends in Spain have a great question.
It's Sophia, you know we're talking to you.
It's true.
Well, I would say the few times that I'm on live, it's so great to have people ask questions from the internet because sometimes you've talked to this cosplayer before or this, you know, celebrity before and you've asked all your questions and sometimes the fans have really interesting questions that you may never thought of to ask.
Oh yeah, and everybody has such different interests, you know. I love that where someone's like has a really niche interest about some tiny project that they did like 20 years ago that you would just not know necessarily, and they're like, oh, well, what about this? And you're like, amazing. Yeah, it's brilliant.
Yeah, and especially because there may be people who, you know, we've never met before either, but you guys have been following for a long time. So to be able to finally get your questions to them directly is great, because despite working for Marvel, we do not actually have mind-reading superpowers.
Oh, if only.
I know.
I know. I don't actually know if I want to read people's minds, especially at Comic-Con.
Yeah, I feel like you would have that Phoenix moment of being overloaded. You'd be like, ah, because there's a jillion people.
Yeah. There is a lot of people. And there's a lot of things happening. I think that's what's really cool, both at San Diego and New York, but specifically at San Diego, because Hollywood picks itself up and shifts itself down into San Diego, you get celebrities from all spectrums of shows and TV shows. And so we're not just talking to, you know, the Guardians of the Galaxy cast or the S.H.I.E.L.D. cast. We're talking to people from MTV shows, from, you know, FX shows, all this stuff. And so
yeah, it's a really good opportunity for us to talk to people who are comics fans that we may not have known. And so they're like, oh, wait a minute, I want to come to Marvel and talk about that and talk about art or talk about, you know, whatever aspect of the industry or the business that they're into. And you find out that, like, someone's got a closet full of comic books, which you might never have known.
Yeah. And, too, like you said about shifting down Hollywood from San Diego, it's so fun because if you've never been to San Diego Comic-Con, it's kind of like summer camp for nerds. Like, it's the best thing because there are all these people that ship down from Hollywood, and I don't think that you would have the cool experience if it were actually in LA, because everybody's staying at hotels, so they don't have necessarily their family there, so everybody's going out, hanging out, they're there on the con floor during the day, and it's such a magical, special experience that only kind of happens there.
Yes, agreed. Yeah, I love going to Comic-Con because of both not only, like, we get to meet all these different people, but it's our LA crew, it's our LA family.
Yay!
Which tomorrow you're technically part of our LA family.
I am part of the LA family. I'm bringing a little West Coast.
Yeah, right throwing while we sit in a New York City office, which is exciting.
That's right. I'm out here for a visit, so I got to come and chat with these ladies.
Yeah. I know my favorite thing is that Tamara is from the East Coast and I'm from the West Coast, but I live on the East Coast and she lives on the West Coast. And we both have red hair, so be confused. I'm the tall one.
Yeah, like, the height difference is pretty staggering.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If you see us in person, no problem.
Yeah, you'll know. Well, I always like when Tamara's around because she and I are the same height, so
it's good to have someone to see eye to eye with.
Especially when we interview short cosplayers, and then we're all just short together.
Right, exactly.
Judy and I were talking about this before. She's like, I love when Tamara's here!
I'm so short! Yeah. So going back to the sort of random group of celebrities that we get, how do you guys prepare? I mean, obviously, you know what's going on in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and you know what's happening in our movies, but, like, when we get people, like, from Teen Wolf, how do you prepare for that?
You watch Teen Wolf. No, but seriously, that's where the internet is such an amazing tool because, we Google them and we read about them and we follow their Twitters and Instagrams and Vines and all kinds of things like that, so
I give Tamara huge kudos, too, because she is a sleuth on the internet. She will find things out and, like, put things together that are so brilliant. Like, what was it from one of our red carpets that we both did together? There were a couple of celebrities from a film that were, like, both from Kansas or something.
Yeah, it was Paul Rudd.
Yeah, that's right.
It was during Ant-Man. Marvel's Ant-Man. I'm trying to remember who the other Kansian was. Kansasian?
Yeah. Was it Kurt Desmalchin, maybe?
Maybe, yeah.
But they were both from the same place, and she was just like, oh, so you guys are both from here. And I was like, I was just so impressed. So Tamara has, like, crazy mad skills. I'll give her that.
Wait, lower the bar. Don't set expectations so high. Although, if you're listening to this and you know some interesting random trivia about some of the Marvel family folk mm-hmm. who we might be talking to, send them our way, because we can use that.
Yeah, for sure. And then there are some people that you can't prepare for, because sometimes people will just be like, hey, we're here. We love Marvel. Can we come on? And we're like, we want to have you on. Let's figure out how we can fit you on the show. And that's the magic of live, you know? And so sometimes you're like, who's coming on? What's their show? Great. Awesome. And you just fly by the seat of your pants and you hope that you have enough sort of general knowledge or a quick Google enough to, like, get through. But most people are so wonderful and so lovely that you can kind of just have a great conversation no matter what.
I mean, if they're showing up at the booth to talk about what's going on with Marvel stuff, then you already have something in common. And also, it's not like we're TMZ. Like, no one's showing up to do, like, a gotcha moment and make anybody look bad. Like, people know when they come up to the booth, they're there to, like, hang out and have a good time. And so sometimes it's just cool to meet somebody new and, like, kind of find out why they're there. And I love that, being able to just find out something totally new about somebody.
Yeah, and I kind of love it when the conversation just devolves into, like, well, what were you into in high school? Because it's, like, so universal, but we all have that stuff that we're like, yeah, I'm super passionate about whatever, you know, and it's super fun.
Or when we're on live and we find out that we have the same birthdays as Tyler Posey.
Libras.
Yeah, as both myself and Tyler Posey pull out our like IDs to like prove that we're the same age. But that's the type of stuff that happens on live. It's not, you know, it's not as organized as sort of the red carpets are. The red carpets are like everything is like scheduled. You know when the celebrities are coming.
No, you don't.
Well, there is a schedule of when they're supposed to appear, right. But not necessarily when you're going to get them.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. But, like, you sort of know what's happening and what's going on. But with, like, Comic-Con, like, we do have, like, a base schedule that we'll post on Marvel.com. You can sort of see who's coming each day. But sometimes the people that show up randomly are the people that sort of make the experience.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Well, and, too, it's also the difference between, like, us doing a red carpet mm-hmm. and us doing the live show is about 8 hours a day. You know, so yeah. We're on the red carpet for maybe 2 or 3 hours. It's a wonderful gig because you just kind of get there and you go for it and you hope you're prepared. And live is a marathon.
Yeah.
Red carpet is a sprint.
Exactly. You have to have some serious, serious stamina for the Comic-Con marathon. But however, I will say the clothes are a little bit more comfortable.
Way more comfortable, for sure.
Yeah.
Although my favorite thing ever is this year for the red carpet for Marvel's Captain America Civil War, Tamara and I, like, went out in our fancy dresses to get Italian food because we were so hungry. So we just, like, happened into, like, a mall piazza
right.
area.
Because it's LA, Italian so you food. Go eat in a mall.
Which was pretty solid.
Yeah, we definitely got some interesting looks there.
Yeah, we were in, like, ball gowns and everyone's, like, in jeans.
Did you guys change your shoes at least?
Not we had heels. Not yet changed our shoes at that point, no.
Mm-mm.
Oh, my God. No, we were totally fancy.
Yeah, we were in it and we owned it.
Fancy yes. was fettuccine.
Although I think the year before that, we did hamburgers.
We did. Wait, and we found a cocktail that was called, like, the ginger, the redhead.
The redheaded something inappropriate.
Yeah.
And we both had them.
Yes, we did. You can find them on our Instagram.
That's true.
I feel like that's how you should celebrate every live segment.
Yeah, with a...
Maybe not kids friendly. Well, whatever. It's all right. It's fine.
It's fine.
It was a head cranberry juice in it, right?
Yeah.
Well, okay, so Marvel Live, we've been doing this for 5, 6 years, and you guys have both joined us for like four years?
I think this will be my fourth.
This will be my third, and I know you've been there at least a year, if not 2 years longer than I have, so.
So that's like 100 hours of,
of
live shows.
I don't want to think about it that way.
It's so intense.
But yeah. Do you have a favorite moment from 100 hours?
I think my favorite moment is, I love Paul Rudd. I love him, not in a weird way, maybe in a weird way. I don't know. But I just love him, and I finally got to meet him and interview him, and he was there with Peyton Reed, the director of Ant-Man, and Michael Douglas, and I think a couple other folks were there, too, and they were teasing Peyton Reed about being a virgin.
What?
A Comic-Con virgin.
A Comic-Con virgin. Okay. But it quickly devolved, and it was the most wonderful train off the rails, just delighting in Paul Rudd being delightful Paul Rudd moment for me. I was just like, I'm in it. I'm here. I'm so happy.
Yeah. I would say for me, there were probably two moments last year that stand out. One of them was the meetup for the Peggy Carters at the booth.
Oh, yes.
Where you just looked out and you saw a sea of the hats, and that was awesome. But then the other moment I loved was when we interviewed the cast from Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh,
and
yep.
Me and them, and he was so adamant about them all being up there together that, we just let it go. So that was pretty great.
It was like... it was at that moment you realized how many people were on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, it's true. You're like, oh, this is an ensemble show.
Yes.
Exactly. So,
and it was like, I mean, you guys talked about like funny things. Didn't like someone hit someone else with like, they were like playing with toys?
Yeah, we had a bunch of toys up there. So they were playing with toys, they were playing with Mjolnir, they were doing a bunch of stuff.
Yeah. Oh. That's the hijinks that can happen at the Marvel booth when you bring sort of different types of people that want to have fun, because at that point, you know, the cast of S.H.I.E.L.D. had probably done like a whole, you know, they had done their
press all the interviews, red carpet.
They just wanted to have fun.
And I would say that's the other difference between like Comic-Con and the red carpet. Red carpet's a little more formal, you know. Mm-hmm. Most of the time when we're interviewing the cast on the red carpet, they have not seen the movie yet. Mm-hmm. So they're usually a little nervous sometimes. Whereas, like, at Comic-Con, everyone's just really loose, so you get some really goofy things that happen, which I love.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's kind of my favorite thing, too, is you get to see people being people, which I think is always, like, the most fun thing. Because you see people being actors all the time, mm-hmm. or being directors or whatever, and so it's fun to see people just like, I'm hanging out at Comic-Con, being one of you guys. It's the best.
Yeah. Well, especially the S.H.I.E.L.D. and Agent Carter cast, they both love their fans so much.
And they love each other.
Yes. Yeah. So it's so much fun to have them on the stage, but also at the same time, like, insanity, because, like, it's like there's a moment in the line going down the table of, like, a pause where, like, you know, someone fan is talking to one of them for a little longer. Like, Clark Gregg will get up and, like, walk over into the audience and start talking to people. Or, like, Ming-Na Wen will get up and, like, in her heels, like, go over and jump down off the stage. Mm-hmm. And we have to be like, no, come back. But it's so sweet.
Yeah. Yeah. Too, you know, I do love that, because so many people that work on these films and on these shows genuinely love the fans so much, you know, to see sometimes people just like giving fans hugs and photos. And, you know, it's hard for people too. If you ever go up to a celebrity and they don't have time, trust us, they would love to do it, but they're often on a really tight schedule. They have people around them. They can't do it for everyone. But it's so nice when they can take a minute to do it, because you can tell it like fills their heart so much. You know, I watched a celebrity walk by somebody who had a phone case that was like one of the casts of S.H.I.E.L.D. and they were like, "You have a S.H.I.E.L.D. phone case? I want to take a picture with you in your phone case." And they took it on their phone. And it was just like the cutest thing to me. I was like, this is so precious to me. I don't know. It's just so great. Yeah.
And that's sort of, to me, why Comic-Con is the one thing, like, every year I look forward to, because it's the few moments where we all get together and there's like 40, 50 people in the booth and we all work 11-hour days, 12-hour days, and we all know each other. And so, and then moments like that happen and we sort of, like, we get to see what our impact is on the fans overall.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Having that back and forth is really, really gratifying.
Last year, actually, there was a little girl who came up to me. She wasn't little. She was maybe 13 or 14, but she came up to me and she's like, I watch your show every week and I'm really into comics. And she was like, what you do means so much. And it was the sweetest, aww, most touching thing to me. And I like went and I hunted down some comics and I brought her some comics because I was like so touched by it. And she was like, weepy-eyed and like, thank you, will you sign it? I was like, oh my god, it would be my pleasure. I mean, like, that's what I live for, to like have those moments with fans where you feel like you know what you do matters. It's like incredible, you know?
Yeah, no, I was doing a play last summer while Comic-Con was happening, so I luckily was able to kind of come down in between performances. It was a little crazy. Go Amtrak. Save them up. But that said, I found out that one of my castmates was a huge, huge comics fan. He comes down every year, and now he started bringing his sons. Aww. So they actually came by the booth, because we got off on the same day from the show. Anyway, it doesn't matter. We were able to both get off. And he actually came to the booth with his sons and visited, and like to be able to sort of share that world together. Aww. To go from like our theater geek moment together to our comic geek moment together was really fun.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah. I'm excited for Comic-Con.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm also slightly terrified because it's, you know, 5 days of 12-hour days nonstop.
Oh, come on. You love it.
Yeah, this is like my 7th year, I think.
Pack for Comic-Con. That is what I am nervous about. I've got a lot of packing to do over the next couple days.
Yeah.
I just shove a lot of stuff in a suitcase and just roll out the door. It's fine.
Yeah, I pretty much just accept. I'm like, I'm bringing everything I own.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to lean into it. Tamara has been my roommate, so she knows how I pack.
I wasn't going to say anything. I was not going to bring it up.
I mean, when we were in Chile, I made a comment about all your hair products.
I take good care. I have a product for anything you could want your hair to do. I have a product for it.
She's a very good roommate that way, because if I forget something,
she's got it. That's very true, actually. I was like, do you have this thing? When we were in Chile, I had, like, my little travel bag of my small soaps and, like, my makeup. And then she was like, all over the
sink. I bring full bottles of everything. Like, I don't put anything in travel containers. I want to know I have a gallon of shampoo with me, just in case. I don't know. It's my travel compulsion.
Wait a second. Go back to the small soaps. Do you actually have, like, I'm, like, picturing a little, like, collection of small soaps.
Well,
do you
have I travel so much that I just take the soaps from the hotel rooms. I mean, I'm also in a hotel room, so...
Right.
But this is, like, this is me who's traveled. This is a person who used to travel, like, and still travels now at least once a month, if not twice a month. Like, I have, like, a little bag that's literally ready to go. If I need to, like, if I forgot to pack something, I could just go grab the bag, and everything's in the bag. Like, this is, like, off Kaba God topic, but I have, like, a little bag in there full of bobby pins and like, hair ties and stuff like that, and then I have, like, extra makeup in there just in case, like, I lose or, like, break my makeup, and I have an extra, like, eyeshadow thing in there.
Hey, wait, speaking of, so this is actually an important topic, getting back to Comic-Con. Like, any suggestions for those of you who have not packed yet and are about to, like, Comic-Con essentials?
Band-Aids and blister blocker.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
If you're going to be walking all day, wear shoes that are comfortable, bring sneakers.
Well, yeah. My lord.
Pre-blisters, I couldn't say that word. There's this stuff called Anti-Glide. That's, like, basically this, like,
yeah, the blister blockers. Yeah, like, that's, yeah, like, oh, a deodorant, yeah, yeah, stick for your feet.
Yes.
It's
and also, awesome. Speaking of deodorant, bring, pack a little mini travel deodorant.
Yes,
your
please.
Friends
yes.
will appreciate it.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. I feel like always just having, you know, comfortable shoes is such a good suggestion. It's so important. And, like, comfortable shoes that are going to be comfortable for 10-hour days on your feet. Yeah. Standing on non-cushiony stuff.
Like concrete.
I think you're standing on concrete.
A little bit of sunblock.
Well, I never go outside.
Well, you don't go outside.
Do you outside?
I don't go outside, but just if we're talking, like, about the welfare.
That's true.
That's true.
Yeah. They have really nice weather there if you go outside.
Because there is a lot of stuff that happens outside.
That's true, actually.
All the best stuff is happening inside at the booth, of course.
Obviously.
But you have to get to the booth, and sometimes there are lines you have to stand on, so it can get kind of sunny.
And I always say, bring a snack and bring water, because nobody likes somebody hangry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And water, you just need to hydrate. I think, too, you can walk around all day and you just forget that, because you're constantly inundated with cool stuff and you just don't drink water and you're like, I feel terrible. Why do I feel terrible? Oh, because I ate like 16 hours ago and I drank half a cup of water today.
Along those lines, a breath mint or two is always a good idea.
Especially if you're on live.
Yeah. Or you're talking to people. Yeah, just remember what you ate for lunch that day or breakfast if you haven't eaten lunch yet. I would always say, like, bring a hoodie or, like, something.
Yeah.
Because it
actually
is, because, like, there's so many people there in the middle of the day, in the morning, the con floor is cold.
It's
freezing. So I always have, like, an extra hoodie that I leave at the booth because we have, like, a little space in the backstage to leave stuff. And then poster tube.
Yeah, that's
a good point. Always forget to buy a poster tube. I mean, I always forget to bring the one that I have that's reusable, and then I have to buy a new one when I'm there. So save money, bring a poster tube, and put and because you're going to buy art, because there's tons of great art there to buy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. It's true. I also think, like, if you don't want to carry a bag, bring one of those, like, little expandable bags, you know? The little tiny ones that fit inside a container, and then you flip it inside out, and it becomes a bag. Because you're going to buy stuff. Don't lie to yourself. Just accept it.
Yeah, I mean, on that mark, if you've never been to Comic-Con, it's all about logistics, because certain things drop at certain times of the day. Mm-hmm. You know, certain
you want to get those exclusives.
Yes. Yeah. Like, things like Hasbro, you need to get a ticket upstairs to then stand in the Hasbro line downstairs. Mm-hmm. So you want to think about when you want to get in line for that. And then obviously if you want to get signing tickets, or the way that the Marvel signings at the booth work is we're a little different than what Comic-Con does, is we do a sort of like a raffle sort of system where we put have a bunch of cards in a bucket and you put your hand in it. And then you either you pull out your ticket and you either win or you don't. So we do those first thing every morning when we do have a signing. You guys can see, and it's the signings are free, and you never know who's going to show up for any of the signings or what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So, and we're a week out, and we still have not released our schedule of what's happening at the booth, but we will definitely be having signings. So you guys should tune in and see who's coming from what spectrum.
And of course, we'll have panels, which we'll have live blogs of panels. Mm-hmm. You know, Ben Morse will be here in the office live blogging away, talking about all the stuff that's happening. And that's always really cool, especially if you love comics. You're going to hear a ton of news about what's coming out of that. And then also we're going to have entertainment panels, so you're going to hear mm-hmm. the cool things that are coming out in the future.
Yeah, and we record all of the comic panels that we will show on the live show if we have time, depending on like how many guests we have. So if you guys aren't able to come to sort of like the Cup of Joe panel or the, you know, the Breaking Into Comics panel or the Women of Marvel panel, it's all going to be recorded and be up on Marvel Live at some point during the weekend. So at Marvel Live, you guys can find it on marvel.com/SDCC2016. It's going to be our hub for all the news for Comic-Con, where you guys can look at our social. We're going to have a great social feed, so you can see what's happening on our Twitter, our Instagram, our Facebooks. We'll probably be doing Snapchat, so make sure you guys follow Marvel on Snapchat. Plus, we'll be having all the live blogs that you mentioned with Ben's going to be doing. And then you can also follow Marvel Live if you go to youtube.com/Marvel. Mm-hmm. And we'll be We'll be clicking. That's not the word. I forgot what the word's called. But basically, we're going to be taking different specific interviews throughout the day. Mm-hmm. And
Clipping them.
I started with the right sound.
So we'll share like little clips of different interviews.
Yeah,
so
little teases.
You'll catch some of them. If you're not able to watch them on live, you can watch them later on the YouTube.
Yeah. And so
But we won't be able to ask questions later on. So
yes.
Do tune in live if you can.
Yes.
Oh yeah, and tweet us your questions and hashtag MarvelSDCC, mm-hmm. and we'll answer them on live.
Yes. And Marvel Live will be live from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. PST. So that's Pacific time. So you East Coasters, make sure you know that it's not gonna be on for 3 hours after that.
Sleep in.
Sleep in, yeah, or go to work and then pay attention at 1 o'clock.
Just in time for lunch. It's the perfect lunchtime companion.
Yes, exactly. Make sure you guys tune in to Goodnight Comic Con, because I think that's usually when the most hijinks happen.
It is the magic hour when everyone no longer cares, is what I like to call it. No, I think we're just all having such a blast. It's like party time by that point. So, and plus, we got all the news of the day. So.
Exactly. So we're able to catch you up. And I'm just saying, there has been an improvised musical moment or two.
That's true. Yep. Anything can happen at Goodnight Comic Con.
Well, for those listening at home, where can they follow you guys on?
You can follow me at Lorraine Sink on Twitter, and please watch the Marvel Minute on Mondays and Thwip, the Big Marvel Show that's hosted with myself and Ryan Penagos, a.k.a. Marvel's Agent M, and that's on YouTube and marvel.com/Thwip every Wednesday.
And you can find me at Tamara Krinsky on Twitter and Instagram and pretty much everywhere else. And you can also check us out on YouTube. I'm part of a group called Sirens, S-C-I-R-E-N-S. You can find us there, too.
Great. Well, thank you for joining with me.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yay! So everyone go home and pack, because that's what we're about to do. We will check you guys next week. This is Marvel, your universe. And for those attending San Diego Comic-Con, do not miss the Women of Marvel panel on Sunday, July 24th at 12:30 p.m. in Room 6DE. We have a great group of panelists, including Lorraine Sink, Adri Cohen, Sana Amanat, G. Willow Wilson, Ann Foley, and yours truly, plus some secret guests, so stay tuned. As always, if you have questions or suggestions, please email us at womenof@marvel.com or tweet at Marvel with hashtag womenofmarvel. Hopefully, we'll see you all at San Diego Comic-Con next week. This is Marvel, your universe.